You know, darling, when the scientists of the world run out of problems to solve in outer space, I have a Daniel. Why is it that I'm the only one who ever puts the car in the garage? Everyone in this family, including you, leaves it right out in the middle of the driveway. I have to go out there every night and put the car in the garage. Are you listening to me?
No, I'm not. How about that?
Hey, Jeff, take it easy. You're not wrestling with Smitty.
Are you kidding? She's tough. Aren't you, Beetlebug? Hey, come here, you.
Well, she can't get over it. The way she seems to fit right into the family.
Very simple. She took us over. Oh, when she followed us home from the park, she had the whole plan worked out in that busy little brain of hers.
Honey, you can't blame her for wanting a family of her own.
Well, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying she was smarter than we were. She told us the very first thing that she was going to stay here.
I'll be here.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Trish, that's my bell. Hey, come here with my bell. Hey, now come back with my bell, you little weasel. Come here.
Jeff, stop. She'll be exhausted.
Mom, she's got my bell. Now, listen, you better behave, Trish, or I'm going to hit you with this belt right where you...
Jeff!
I hope you won't hurt her. Though I am concerned about one thing.
What's that?
What's going to happen at the end of 2 weeks, supposing your uncle wants to take her back?
Oh, I'll worry about it when the time comes.
Can't have it!
Trisha, give me my belt. Now, come here.
Can't have it until you say please.
Please? Okay.
At the rate she's going, I'm not sure the house is going to last for 2 weeks.
Trisha, watch it. Okay. Trisha, come on.
Mother? Mother, I can only find one stocking.
Yes, dear.
You know, I'd forgotten what it was like when the kids used to rough house like that.
You better be careful, kid. You're playing with fire.
Mother, I can't get dressed till I find my other stocking.
Just a minute, honey. Oh, Jeff and Mary grew up so quickly.
Mother!
Oh, Alex, it would be such fun if she could stay. Birthdays and Christmas and...
Another stocking hung from the mantel.
What's the matter? Is that the cookie? Okay, now stand up. Stand up. Close your eyes. Close your...
Mother?
Yes, dear. Mary?
A couple of things we've overlooked in this matter of Trisha staying with us. What about her clothes?
We're way ahead of you. Mr. Hawley dropped them off while you were putting the car in the garage.
Jowls, toothbrush, things like that?
Everything.
He didn't bring an extra bedroom, did he? Didn't it occur to you this afternoon there are only 3 bedrooms in this house?
We'll work out a thing.
Now, wait a minute. When you get this mothering fever, everything's so simple. Now, count the bedrooms. Ours, 1. Jeff's, 2. Mary's, 3.
We'll put a cot someplace.
Where? In the living room?
She can't sleep downstairs.
Honey, I was joking about the living room.
If she called us during the night, we wouldn't...
I know, dear. She has to sleep upstairs, but where upstairs?
Are you trying to get rid of her?
No. I'm just trying to inject one small note of practicality into all this. Do you want to put a cot in our room?
Oh, don't be silly. We'll put a cot in Mary's room.
Well, I'm off. Hey, how do I look, huh?
Can you help your father get the cot out of the garage, please?
Honey, don't you think you better speak to Mary about this first?
What's Mary going
to
do with the cot?
Mary won't mind. It's just for a little while.
Well... Now, wait a minute. How do you know it's only for a little while? You keep dodging facts. What if Trisha stays with us?
Well, then we'll work out something.
There you go again. Later, mañana, tomorrow.
What are you two talking about?
Just get the car.
Come on.
Sure.
You'll break the news to Mary.
I'll explain to Mary, and don't make such a big issue of it. You're taking a very simple matter and trying to make it so terribly complicated. Having Trisha with us won't create any problems at all. Problem. We have to find a place for Trisha to sleep, temporarily.
You weren't thinking of my room.
Well, dear, at the moment, we don't seem to have an alternative.
No, I guess we don't.
Well, now, Mary, I know how important it is to you to have your room to yourself, but, you see, if Tricia stays with us for any length of time, well, we'll work out something else.
Like what, Mother?
Well, honey, in a house this size, we can certainly find space for another bedroom.
Where, Mother?
Well, I don't have anything in mind, but people do build on sleeping porches and guest rooms and... Well, Mary, this is your room, and I'm not going to say that you must.
No, it's all right, Mother.
Do we have permission to enter?
I get permission granted.
Yep.
Easy.
I my hands are so much. You turn right over there.
I'm looking red. All right.
See, Mary, I'll get a bedspread to match yours, and then... No, that's not good. Try over there, dear.
Whoa, that's a mess.
It's rough on the knees.
And then I think we can find another little table and put a lamp in the center. Do you think that would be... Oh, wait, hold it. One second thought. Having Tricia sleep in here isn't a good idea. Mary will be studying late and there's not enough closet space. Take it out.
Oh, Mom. Well, where are we going to put her?
Oh, that's Scotty. I have to run. Leave her bed here. I can study downstairs. Goodbye, roommate.
I don't think she wants me in her room.
Oh, sure she does. Come on, let's go brush your teeth. All 8 of them.
No problems,
huh? Well, Alex, what could I do?
Well, how do you think Mary feels? Here we are bringing another child into the family and pushing Mary out of the room.
Alex, dear, I left it strictly up to Mary.
Sure. What could she say?
Hi.
Well, y'all ready?
Well, sure, I've been waiting.
Well, let's go.
Excuse me. I'll get it down here.
I'll get it in Mom and Dad's room.
I've got it. Hello?
Now, Alex, I wasn't the only one who wanted Tricia to stay. Huh? You were all for it. You, Mary, and Jet. So I think that we can put up with a slight inconvenience. And besides, if she doesn't sleep in here, where is she going to sleep?
Oh, yes, just a moment, please. Daddy, telephone for you.
I'll take it in our room.
Dad, Doc Evans wants you and Mom to come over there tonight.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
What do you and Mary do with all the toothpaste in the other bathroom?
Hi, Ed. What's up?
Just a minute, Scotty.
Your car awaits.
Just a second.
Yeah, that sounds great.
What are you doing here? I thought you had a date.
I do. I'm just waiting to see what you and Dad are going to do. I mean, if Dr. Evans wants you to come over, I'll stay.
I thought you went out.
Mother, how can you and Daddy go out? There's nobody to stay with Tricia.
Ah, don't apologize, Ed. A thing like this has to be on short notice. Sure, we'll be there. Ed Evans and his wife are having a little impromptu get-together tonight. Four of the fellows we interned with in Chicago are in town with their wives. You remember George and Holly Balthus? The Clarks? The Brownells? The Newmans? Oh, it's going to be a great evening.
Alex, we have a slight complication.
Well, we're not doing anything tonight.
Daddy, who's going to stay with Tricia?
I forgot all about her.
Hey, Mary? Is everything okay?
Yes, just a minute, Scotty.
Well, just have to get a babysitter.
Oh, Dad, you'll never get a babysitter this late on a Saturday night.
Well, it's not your problem, so run along. We'll manage something.
Okay. Oh, well, there's Smitty. You sure you don't want me to stay?
No, I wouldn't hear of it. You go and have your evening.
Okay. Just remember, you're the one who wanted the clatter of little feet around the house. Puzzle up.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night.
Good
night.
Well, Mary, you go too.
Oh, Mother, I don't want to leave you and Daddy just stuck like this.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey, what's going on up there?
Oh, a big powwow. We got sort of a baby in the family now.
Sort of a baby?
Yeah, about so high. 8 years old yesterday. See you, Scotty.
Well, now, Mary, it wouldn't be fair for you to give up your date.
But I don't mind, Mother, really.
No, rather than that, I'll call Ed and tell him to forget.
But, Daddy, if you do that, I'll never forgive you. Now, you're not going to be able to find anybody else to stay with Tricia this time of the evening. Now, why don't you let me?
Oh, Tricia, go downstairs and read a book, all right? We'll be down in a few minutes. All right, Mary, if you really want to.
Oh, I do, Mother. I'll go down and tell Scotty.
Now, what was that all about?
Just what Mary said. She really wants to babysit for us tonight.
I can't believe it. Any other time, she'd have screamed her head off if we'd ask her to break a date.
Well... Well, tonight she's feeling just a little bit unwanted. I think she wants to reassure her position in the family circle.
You're pretty sharp.
For a dumb old mother.
Oh, hello.
Scotty, this is Tricia. Tricia, this is Mr. Scott.
Hello, Tricia. This is sort of a baby.
Not anymore. I'm 8 years old.
Good for you.
Scotty, would you mind doing me a terribly big favor tonight?
Don't fiddle like that. You scare me.
Darling, awfully. If we just stayed here this evening?
Why, I have money.
No. You see, Mother and Daddy have a chance to go out tonight, so it's sort of my responsibility to take care of Tricia. She'll go to bed.
She doesn't look very sleepy to me.
Otherwise, I'll just have to sit all alone this evening. You wouldn't want me to do that, would you?
Who's kidding who? I'm Hook.
Anyone ever get angry at an angel like this? I'm glad Mary's staying with her tonight.
Yeah, so am I. There probably isn't another available babysitter south of the Great Lakes.
No, that isn't what I mean. I'm not at all concerned about Jeff. He adores Tricia. But Mary... Well, I'm glad it worked out this way.
Hi, Scotty.
Hello, Miss Stone. Dr. Stone.
We're off now. Trisha's asleep.
After the day she's had, she'll sleep till morning.
Don't worry about a thing. Just have a good time.
Thank you.
Thank you, kids.
We're at the Evans. Number's in the book. And if you get hungry, lots of food in the refrigerator. Help yourselves.
Night.
Good night, Mother. Good night, Dad.
Oh, Mary, thanks for staying.
I wanted to.
Mary?
Huh?
You're out there somewhere.
Oh, I was just thinking.
You sure picked a great time for it. Here I'm dancing and you're thinking.
Scotty, do you like children? Oh. You have a little sister. Do you like her?
Well, I never thought about it. Now, that's a fine thing to be thinking about at a time like this.
There's something wrong with a person who could really dislike a child?
No, Mary, this is very flattering. Here I'm making like Cary Grant, and what do I get? A psychology quiz. You know, I deserve better than that.
Maybe there's a weakness in my character.
You know, I think there's a softness in your head.
Do you know what Lord Tennyson said?
Now, how'd he get in here?
He said, jealousy is the fume of little hearts.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
Oh, Scotty, I'm just not going to let that happen.
You want to know something?
What?
Maybe I'm in the wrong house.
She's a sweet, adorable child, and I'm going to treat her as if she were my own little sister.
Could you do that?
Yes.
We have an audience.
Well, Tricia! Darling, you're not supposed to be out of bed.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, well, go upstairs to the bathroom and get a drink of water.
It's dark in there.
Excuse me. Now, Tricia, there's your glass of water. I'm going to turn out the light and I want you to go to sleep.
Why don't you like me?
Well, Tricia, I do like you.
Not really.
You go to sleep. It's different in your family where you've always had your little sister.
Well, we haven't always had her. I was 12 years old when she was born.
I mean, she's not special. She's one of the family. Your parents take her for granted, don't they?
Are you kidding? They'd carry her around on a pillow if she'd sit still. But parents are like that. They always flip over the baby of the family.
I suppose.
You know, when my sister first showed up, my stock was worthless. You just can't compete with a little kid. It's the law of nature. You know, like gravity. Guess who's back?
Tricia, I told you to stay in bed.
I heard a noise.
Well, you're going to hear a bigger noise if you don't get back to bed and go to sleep. Now, scoot. Tricia, I'm warning you.
Hey, don't get sore, dear. They all do that.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Just lower your voice and take her back to bed. You scare him and you're really asking for trouble.
All right. Now, Tricia, you are a big girl. There's nothing up here to be afraid of. Now, I don't want you to get out of bed again. Do you hear?
There's a big animal in the closet. It's green all over with yellow eyes.
Tricia, there's nothing in that closet.
Yes, there is.
All right. Where's the animal?
I think he went in the bathroom.
I have had it. I am all through fooling around. You are doing all of this just to spoil my evening. Now you get out of that bed once more and you are in big trouble. Do you understand?
Know if my sister likes me or not. I never asked her.
It's different between brothers and sisters. Little sisters always like big brothers. Trisha's just mad about Jeff. She can't leave him alone.
Yeah, mine too. You know, it's a big kick when I toss her around. What's the matter?
Maybe you'll understand, Scotty. We've known each other so long. Our family, just the four of us, it's been so perfect. You expect it to always be that way. And then suddenly, overnight, something happens and everything changes.
You mean all because of that Tricia?
Yes. She came into this house and she just took over. She took over Mother and Daddy and Jeff. They don't think about anything but Tricia. And if that's the way they want it, then it's just fine with me.
What was that Lord Tennyson said about jealousy?
I don't care what he said about jealousy. That little girl is not going to wind me around her finger.
How can you get so sore at a tiny little girl?
I'm not sore. No, I'm just a little disappointed and hurt that my own family could bring in a total stranger who would need more to them than their own daughter. Tricia, what did I tell you?
Well, I better be going, Mary.
That's funny. Wait, what am I going to do with her?
I don't know, but you should. Thanks for the nice evening.
Tricia, you go back to bed this instant. Mm-hmm.
I wish I had pretty hair like yours. Don't you want to talk to me?
What do you want to talk about?
Would you like me to go away?
Why didn't you go to sleep, hmm?
Mary? Don't hate me.
I don't hate you, Tricia.
I don't like to be alone.
No, no one does.
I'm alone. Are you? You don't have to be.
Tricia, there's only one thing wrong with you.
What?
You have the coldest darn feet.
Apparently all is quiet.
Everything seems to be all right.
What did you expect?
Okay, you were right. Just don't let it happen too often.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.